For all the tea in China. How England stole the world's favorite drink and changed history. By Sarah Rose. Narrated by Sarah Rose. Copyright 2010 by Sarah Rose. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Sarah Rose and the David Black Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. There was a time when maps of the world were redrawn in the name of plants, when two empires, Britain and China, went to war over two flowers, the poppy and the camellia. The poppy, Papaver somniferum, was processed into opium, a narcotic used widely throughout the Orient in the 18th and 19th centuries. The drug was grown and manufactured in India, a subcontinent of princely states united under the banner of Great Britain in 1757. Opium was marketed solely and exclusively under the aegis of England's Empire in India by the Honorable East India Company. The camellia, Camellia sinensis, is also known as tea. The Empire of China had a near-complete monopoly on tea, as it was the only country to grow, pick, process, cook, and in all other ways manufacture, wholesale, and export the liquid jade. For nearly 200 years, the East India Company sold opium to China and bought tea with the proceeds. China, in turn, bought opium from British traders out of India and paid for the drug with the silver profits from tea.